yesterday, President Biden talking with reporters, saying Russia really ought to think twice about invading Ukraine.
If he were to go in and invade, as he could, the entire country, economic consequences and political consequences, but it'll be enormous consequences worldwide. We have no intention of putting American forces, our NATO forces, in Ukraine.
Well, they're in the region, or at least they're talking about this. Joining us now for a little bit more, Simon Owen, our Fox correspondent, who normally is in London. He's on the ground in Ukraine right now. Simon, good morning. Welcome in.
Hey, JT. Good morning.
So I would imagine the tension is mounting there, and here's Ukraine right in the middle of all this as these two big powerhouses, U.S. and Russia, are playing, you know, saber-rattling games, and, you know, I'll do this if you do that, and vice versa. Putin recently came out and said, yeah, I'm kind of brushing this off what Biden's trying to say here. So what are you hearing in the Ukraine there from those folks?
Yeah, I think you get that kind of sense of being caught in the middle very much here. In a physical sense, you've got Russia to one side and then the West, particularly the US, to the other. And they're talking a lot about Ukraine, but Ukraine is often not at the table. And so for people here, you kind of just have to play a waiting game. I mean, the mood here in the capital, in Kyiv, is calm. There's no tension on the surface. It feels very normal. The roads are busy. People are crunching their way along the snow on the sidewalks. The bars and restaurants at night are crowded. People are out having a good time and enjoying themselves. And yet, to the north and to the east and the south of here, there are these tens of thousands of Russian troops deployed. And nobody here in Ukraine knows what is going to happen next. And they don't really even have much of a hand in the discussions, because Russia has said that it has a load of security concerns that it wants the U.S. to respond to. We think we're going to hear from the U.S. imminently about how it's going to respond to those concerns. And in the middle of it all, as you say, is Ukraine. So, you know, I spoke to one woman here who lives here this morning. She was saying, yes, she feels anxious. She feels worried. She says that it's the big topic of conversation when she meets up with friends or colleagues. She said, we've even made plans for what direction we might flee in if everything erupts. But then she also said that, you know, Ukraine has seen 8 years of war since Russia annexed Crimea, and fighting in eastern Ukraine is a long way from Kyiv, but still people here are going to see it in the news every few days, another Ukrainian service member killed. You know, the fighting has never really stopped. So there is this looming threat at the moment, but there has always been a looming threat of some kind or another for a number of years now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it was the early 90s, I think, 90 or 91, that Ukraine officially declared themselves, you know, an independent country. And then here we go. I guess Russia's been thinking about that ever since. And what has ramped it up to the point where we're at right now? Is it just a culmination of things and it was inevitable we were going to get to this point over these years? I mean, it's been a long time since they broke away.
It's probably a culmination, yeah, of various factors. And one of them is perhaps that here in Ukraine, there's a very westward-leaning president and government wants to join NATO. And Vladimir Putin has said that that would be a red line for Russia. He has already seen the Baltic states, other countries that used to be in Russia's influence, former Soviet states, joining NATO a few years ago. And it would be completely unacceptable to Putin for Ukraine to do the same. There's no sign that Ukraine is anywhere near joining NATO, but certainly at the moment, politically, it is turning westwards, and it now has a president who says openly that he wants to join NATO. There's also the possibility, JT, I suppose, that Putin is looking at this as with a kind of distracted West, maybe, you know, with an American president who's got an awful lot on his plate in terms of domestic struggles. Everybody saw how badly the Afghanistan withdrawal went last summer, and this idea that, you know, that was President Biden being determined that his foreign policy was going to be focused on China. So maybe, you know, it's clear there's not the appetite. The U.S. has said it's not going to come to Ukraine's aid militarily in terms of actually sending troops to fight any kind of war that unraveled here. And so perhaps if you put all that together, then yeah, you get this situation. This is a very special place to Vladimir Putin. Ukraine's kind of jewel in the Soviet Union's history. Putin sees Kiev specifically as the birthplace of modern Russian society. This is where it all started. And so you put all that together, and it's led to this very dramatic standoff.
Now, he just doesn't like Ukraine having a democracy going on there. He wants to run like he's running the Russia. So, yeah, we'll keep an eye on this. No doubt it's not over yet. Thank you, Simon Owen.